lesson from God's Word today comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. These are God's words. Please be seated. I have a confession. I'm kind of a pop culture music fanatic. All kinds of different genres, just different music. I just love it. And so it probably shouldn't be a surprise then today that when I read through the words for our lesson, that immediately some song lyrics popped into my mind. The lyrics I'm thinking of come from kind of an older song, a song by an artist known at that time as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You might know him a little better today as Will Smith. The first verse goes something like this. You know, parents are the same, no matter time nor place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you, all the kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. Now, I don't exactly agree with what the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was saying here. I think we need to give parents a little bit more credit than he does here. I think they do get us and they do understand us. But the truth is that the Fresh Prince in the song is voicing something that most of us and probably all of us have felt at some point in our lives. That feeling of that someone just doesn't get us and that they don't understand us. Think back in your life, think in your own experience. Maybe you had that experience with a teacher, maybe you had that experience, maybe you felt that way about your parents. Maybe it was with friends in your life or other people in your life. Most of us have had times where we've felt like people just don't understand us and they just don't get us. Let's take a moment today though and ask yourself, do you ever feel that way about God? Do you ever feel like God doesn't get you and that God doesn't understand you? As Christians, that's not something we would like to admit very easily. We don't really like to talk that way. We know it doesn't sound very Christian to say that you know, we don't feel like God gets us and that he doesn't understand us. And so we don't like to talk that way. But the truth is, we act that way. Consider, how do you respond to a difficult situation in your life? Are you the kind of person who kind of keeps it all inside and just stresses out over a situation? You iron out every detail, you look at every possibility, and you just spend all this time just stressing yourself out over a situation. But then you never take time to ask your God for help and to talk to him about your problems. Or maybe you are someone who does talk to others about your problems. You've got a great friend network that you can go to, and maybe you even spend hour upon hour talking to those friends, and that's a great blessing. To have people that you can talk to, that you know, that they know your situation, and for some reason you think they give pretty good advice. But the question is, do you spend all those hours talking to those people, but then overlook the fact that you have an even closer friend? A friend who knows you even better than they do. We don't want to talk like we feel like God doesn't understand us, but the truth is, so often we act it. But that's why our lesson here for today is so amazing. Because God says clearly in his word that Jesus does get us. He does know what we're going through. He does understand us. Look specifically here at verse 15. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." You and I, as people, we have weaknesses. And we have difficulties in our life. We have struggles. We have temptations that plague us, different areas of temptations that we especially struggle with. Some of us, we have weaknesses with two-facedness in our spiritual lives. You find yourself here in chapel today, but then when the weekend comes around, it's really hard to be the same person you are right now. You find yourself falling into other types of activities. For some of us, the sin we struggle with, the temptation we struggle with, is selfishness, is self-pride, is self-centeredness. You find yourself looking at the people in the dorm and the people you see across the walking past in the green, and you think about how much better of a Christian you are than they are. For some of us, our temptation is to worry sinfully about the future. You find yourself thinking, what am I going to do when I graduate? Where am I going to get a call? What am I going to do? How am I going to pay for my kids' tuition? How am I going to prepare for all these classes that I have to teach? Some of us struggle with doubt. Some of us struggle with lust. Some of us struggle with holding grudges against people. Some of us even struggle with taking things to our God in prayer. But that's what's so great about this truth, that Jesus does know our weaknesses. He knows what we're going through. He understands that we have these struggles. No, Jesus, he didn't live in a world that has Facebook like we do and has college parties. But Jesus lived in a world that was just as infiltrated with sin as ours is. He grew up like we did. He went through his teenage years like we've done, or like some of us are finishing up. He spent time around members of the opposite sex. We know he went to wedding parties. He had friends, which means he had opportunities to gossip, to talk behind people's back. He had plenty of wrong things done to him, so he had plenty of opportunities to hold grudges against people and think negatively against people. And as we looked in his passion during Lent, he had so many negative things happen in his life. He had plenty of reason to be upset with God. Jesus knows our weaknesses, and he knows the temptations that we face. But the fact is that he never stumbled. He never caved in to these temptations. He never fell short. He was perfect. And he's perfect so that he could be what Chaplain Rose had talked about here in chapel yesterday, so that he could be our high priest. As our high priest, Jesus presents himself as a perfect sacrifice to God. As a perfect sacrifice for God, Jesus has paid for all of our sins and all of our shortcomings. He has made things right between us and God. And now this moment, when God looks at us, he doesn't see our sins. We stand before him blameless. When we're baptized into Christ, we are clothed with Christ. And that means that when God looks at you, he doesn't see your shortcomings and your struggles. He just sees the perfect life of Jesus. And now, as verse 16 says it so clearly, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because Jesus is our high priest, we know that we can approach our God with prayer and he hears us, and he promises to answer us. Because Jesus is our high priest, we know that we can approach the altar and receive the Lord's body and blood, his true body and his true blood, for the forgiveness of our sins and for strength in this world. And because Jesus is our high priest, we know that someday, at the end of this life, when we face our God face to face, we can do so with confidence. Not claiming that we've done anything, not claiming that we've earned anything, but clinging solely to that fact that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for us, making things right between us and God, and giving us that free gift of heaven. When you leave this chapel today and you face those weaknesses and those temptations that are before you, ask yourself, who knows you better than Jesus? Who knows what you're going through better than Jesus? Who knows what God has planned for you better than Jesus? And who has shown his love for you better than Jesus? Approach your God confidently. Today and forever. He really does understand. Amen. Please rise for prayer. We have two prayer requests today. First of all, for George Wongen, the grandfather of Alyssa Rao, who is recovering from emergency surgery and is diagnosed with cancer. Also, we pray for Conrad Fogstead, the grandfather of Connie Bladel, who is hospitalized following a stroke. We pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, at your invitation, we come before you on behalf of your servants, George and Conrad. During this time of trial, be with them and with their families. Grant ability to those who now provide medical care that they may be restored, if it is your will. Above all, strengthen them in the knowledge of their Savior, that they may firmly cling to your gracious promises of salvation through faith in Christ alone. If their time has come to leave this life, grant them a safe departure into your eternal glory. We ask it all in the name of our great high priest, your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We join us singing the hymn. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.